Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Yes.
All right, Jeff is here, Steve, and that means that you've got to get on out.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along from wherever you are, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What day of the week did TGIF air on ABC?
Friday.
Yeah. Back in Black was Brian Johnson's first album with what band?
AC/DC.
Yes. What color stars are on China's flag?
Oh, yellow.
Yes. What sport did Doug Flutie play?
Football.
Correct. Which planet's period of orbit is equal to 88 Earth days?
That'd be Mars, no. Jupiter, no. Saturn.
No. European bees were bred with bees from what other continent to create killer bees?
Repeat that, please.
European bees were bred with bees from what other continent to create killer bees?
Oh, North America.
No.
China.
No.
How about Australia?
No. Who played Vito Corleone in The Godfather?
Pass.
How many nights does Hanukkah last?
8.
Yes. In what branch of the military did Elvis serve?
Army, Navy.
Correct. Army. Redwood National and State Parks are in what U.S. state?
California.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct you got there, Jeff.
All right, kicking myself over just one of those.
It'll be okay. Right. It'll be okay.
Thanks, Terry.
I believe you can beat Steve. I'm working on
I
that.
I worked with R. Kelly.
Wow. Oh, Steve, welcome back.
Different type of flooding going on in here in the studio.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Yeah!
What day of the week did TGIF air on ABC?
I don't know, Sundays? Friday.
Yes. Back in Black was Brian Johnson's first album with what band?
AC/DC.
Correct. What color stars are on China's flag?
Red.
No.
White.
No.
Yellow?
Yes. What sport did Doug Flutie play?
He played football.
He did.
And he did pretty good at it.
Sure did. What planet's period of orbit is equal to 88 Earth days?
That would be Uranus.
It would not be.
Oh, Pluto?
No.
What is it, Pluto? What a waste of a guess. Saturn.
No. European bees were bred with bees from what other continent to create killer bees?
Africa.
Yes. Who played Vito Corleone in The Godfather?
Oh, crap. Al Pacino?
No.
Robert De Niro?
No.
Marlon Brando?
Yes. Yes. How many nights does Hanukkah last?
12.
No.
11.
No.
8.
Yes. What branch of the military did Elvis serve?
I actually needed the Adam Sandler song in my head to remember. Hey, crazy night. Army?
Yes. Redwood National and State Parks are in what U.S. state?
Montana?
No.
California?
Yes.
Son of a.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct, and that is a win. 8-7. Sorry, Jeff.
Yes.
Steve's 8 crazy answers beat me.
They sure did.
The planet whose period of orbit is equal to 88 Earth days. Neither of you knew that it is Mercury.
Mercury. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve. We will play another game of Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
Through the Odyssey app, you have the ability to leave us a voice message. And every day when we check those messages, some prove to be rather interesting.
Yes, somebody did want to talk a little bit about Beat Migs.
Oh, really? We're going to slide into our VMs about it after Smashing Pumpkins.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
It is a true treat to wake up and check these voice messages every day, and you can leave us one through the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon.
Oh, yeah.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Steve Migs, what's happening in there today?
Let's check out our first voice message.
Hey, you guys, this message is for Steve. Steve, uh-oh. The Christmas break is coming up.
Yeah,
are you going to be able to reach 400 wins on Beat Migs before then? I think you have a possibility, but you need to step up your game, loser.
Wow. Well, geez, what kind of pep talk is that, coach?
It's supposed to, you know, keep you humble.
So I'm currently at 386 wins.
Holy smokes.
And what, we have a couple of weeks until we go on our little Christmas excursion.
You could do it.
It's doable.
It's very doable.
Can you make all the questions be about
wrestling,
Pearl Jam, the San Diego Padres from the mid 80s,
maybe Kiss,
New Jersey Devils from the 90s.
Yeah, I can weave some of those in.
Seahawks,
yeah.
Whatever era.
You got it.
Yeah.
I'm not on your team. I'm on the listeners' team, Steve.
You don't want to see me get 400 wins for the season. That's monumental.
I mean, how does that impact me?
I'll buy breakfast.
Oh, in!
If I hit 400, I'll buy us breakfast.
Can I get a mimosa?
I'll buy breakfast.
Yes! Okay, in. Now I'm rooting for you.
Okay, so now wrestling, Padres, Devils,
yes.
Kraken, Mariners, what else?
Well, it ends in Eggs Benedict is all I know, so.
Okay, just make sure no questions about geography, and I think I'll do just fine. all right, let's check out our next voice message.
Yes.
Good morning. #TeamTeresa. Come on, y'all. You're better than this. Stay out of people's Have a nice day.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And we've gotten a few text messages from people that were very spirited about this conversation that we had that ended up with somebody's mom calling us and yelling at us.
Yeah, we got grounded yesterday.
So can you give us give a Cliff Note version of what happened?
So we had a listener call up who was telling us about how much he doesn't like his friend's girlfriend.
Right.
Well, turns out the friend's girlfriend's mom is a listener of this radio show, and she called us because she didn't like us, you know, basically airing out their dirty laundry as a couple.
And not to air out their dirty laundry, but the guy called saying that their buddy's friend was hanging out with somebody who admitted to having affairs, specifically with somebody that's part of her run club.
Yeah.
And then Teresa, the mom, called, and here's some highlights of that moment.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe you're doing this. I'm not saying she didn't do it, but that doesn't mean you have to humiliate her in front of a lot of people on the radio.
Well, in all fairness, it's not a lot of people.
It's like we have like tens of listeners.
Six or seven. Yeah. Are you...
Right. Told us she was wrong, and I said, you need to get help. You need to get help, and you need to work it out. But they don't need to work it out publicly.
I mean, you make a good point, Teresa, for sure.
No, I mean, I feel like we're in trouble.
Bad.
I know, I feel like we're in trouble. Look,
I'm sorry, Mom.
Mom, we do apologize. I'm glad that no names were mentioned, but I understand where you're coming from.
Well, a couple of names were mentioned.
Well, okay, I know we feel bad. You don't need to make us feel...
You know who they're talking about.
You want us to feel more bad? We're trying to say we're sorry.
Fine.
And then she hung up on us. I hope Teresa still... We should have her play Beat Migs.
Yes.
That'd be nice. Someone texted in about Teresa as well and said, after that chat with Teresa yesterday about her daughter, I can understand fully how her daughter turned out the way that she did. Looks like pretty bad parenting to me. Teresa blames you guys like it was your fault. Can't accept responsibility and pass that on to her daughter.
Ooh.
Get Teresa back on the phone. We've got something to say to her.
She might have just heard that.
Oh, crap. Teresa, don't call back, please.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Only two more sleeps, Rockaholics, until Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, is happening at Angel of the Winds Arena this Friday. We have Brent Smith and Zach Myers coming into town. They are of Shinedown, of course, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, and before the fun even begins, the men's room will be broadcasting live a 21 and over party, a pre-funk at Tony V's.
And we'll be swinging by that, so come by, hang out with us, and let's watch the men's room do radio.
And if you don't have your tickets yet, shame on you. Get on it. Head to KISW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back-to-back atmospheric rivers mean that 23 rivers are now flooding here in the Pacific Northwest. And Tyra Majors, she's from Como 4. She just posted a video on the socials.
Cars getting stuck like this one.
Oh, wait, let me get to the beginning. Sorry about that. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. Tyra Majors with Como News here. I want to show you what we're looking at. A gas station completely submerged here due to flooding. This is in the Auburn area. We're at 277th and Central Avenue. There's also a coffee shop, one of those drive-thrus there. Take a look at this car. This car is stuck here. The gas station worker pulled in here to get to work and had to just walk the rest of the way by feet. So just plan ahead. Things are really tough in this area.
Have you seen the video of that?
Yes.
Look at that Danny, too. Wow. I mean, it's just... It's gnarly out there.
We just don't usually see it get that bad.
Area. The roads are completely wet. Drivers are trying to find alternate routes. So avoid the area if you can. Also, don't drive through any flooded spots. We don't want any more cars getting stuck like this one. And most of these businesses, they do have caution tape. So that should be a clear warning to all of you to not drive through.
So what she's saying is don't drive in the spots where they're telling you not to drive.
I mean, that was what happened on my commute home yesterday.
I'm not making fun of her. It's sad that she has to say that because you know full well someone's like, oh, no, my car could get through this. It's just a puddle.
Can't be that bad. And that happened to me on my commute home yesterday. I mean, I didn't drive past the signs, but the signs where I normally drive home, it said this area is closed, so you got to go around. And it took me a minute to get around.
Oh, well, thoughts and prayers to you.
I know.
I mean, one of my Christmas decorations got knocked over because of the wind.
That is devastating.
Two of them, actually.
Oh, no.
A little dog holding Christmas lights and Frosty the Snowman. We rebuild, though.
That's almost as bad as that gas station being underwater, Steve.
So you've been impacted with it, I think, the most of the three of us. Because you actually have to take a flood route to get to work now.
Not only that, but then sometimes when the flooding gets bad enough in Stanwood, you can't even get from where we live into town. And there are like about maybe four or five different routes I could possibly take to town. And then everybody is going around the long way. So it impacts traffic. Things get really chaotic. But I haven't heard of anything wild going on there yet.
I have a buddy. I reached out to him. I haven't heard from him this morning. But like he posted something last night saying I have to make the tough decision just to leave my house. And like that's got to be one of the harder things to do. It's just like, you know, you hope that it'll be minimal damage, but you clearly can't stay there anymore. It's too dangerous. And now you just got to hope that, you know, Mother Nature decides to maybe just not get so aggressive. Like, but they're saying it's going to keep getting bad.
And back, you're out in like, you know, Monroe, Gold Bar, that whole area, they were already having to use the fairgrounds there in Monroe to bring animals that had to be evacuated, farm animals, to try to give them a safe place to be while they wait this out.
I did see, like, granted, close because it's a Puyallup River, but we're not close enough to where it's impacting us. But I've seen something like that aerial footage of that too. And it's just, I mean, it's just overflowing.
Yeah, be very safe out there, Rockaholics.
The Daily Mix Show.
But we want to hear your flood stories, too. So call 206-803-ROCK. If you have ever had to deal with flooding, maybe this time around or sometime in the past, we want to know what you've had to deal with us. Deal with 206-803-ROCK. You can give us a call and tell us about your experience with flooding. We'll take those calls after Stone Temple Pilots. Have you ever had to deal with flooding? Maybe you're currently dealing with it, or you had to deal with it at some point in the past. Call in and tell us all about it. 206-803-ROCK. Austin, you're in Duval this morning. Are you dealing with flooding right now?
Actually, I am currently sitting in traffic for it.
Oh, wow. So are the roads all shut down around you?
So we have three major roads that come into Duval. The first one that always goes out is 124th, which is the main bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have 203 that connects from Falls City all the way over to Monroe. I think 203 currently is shut down, and then the Tolt Hill is shut down as well. 124th is shut down. So Woodinville-Duval is the only real main bridge that's in and out towards Woodinville and Redmond for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who's coming from Monroe still needs to take that bridge to get over the river itself. We're dealing with a lot of water. Last night it took me, for 3.4 miles, it took me an hour and 10 minutes to get back into town.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like fun.
It's a lot of fun. Right now I think I'm going to actually be late for work, so it's going to be interesting.
That was going to be my next question, Austin. Where are you headed? And is everyone else that works there dealing with the same thing? Have you guys chatted with your boss or anything?
I told my boss a little bit yesterday. I actually work in Redmond. I work on Autoglass, and we're a little bit slow right now, I think, due to the flooding. So it's kind of a benefit of my position right now. It's unfortunate, and if it continues to rain like this, Duval will become an island. Ooh. It was an island at one point, I think it was like 5 years ago or so. It's to a point where the locals were using a boat to ferry people across for emergencies or appointments and stuff like that. The town comes together. That's the cool part about it, as everybody becomes one, and we look out for each other and try to help.
Yeah, they're saying like it's like record-breaking floods that are happening, but how about at your house? Is your house doing okay?
My house and my parents live right in the mountains back in unincorporated King County.
Gotcha.
We're like 20 minutes away from town, so hopefully we don't have to worry about flood.
Well, be safe on the roads out there, Austin. 206-803-ROCK. Jason, you're in West Seattle. Have you ever had to deal with flooding?
I am, and yes, I have, Taryn. Just a quick reminder, there are four ghosts that actually visit Scrooge in A Christmas Carol.
I love you, Jason. Thank you.
Not sure if you're aware of that.
Yeah, did you know that, Taryn?
I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
So about 6 years ago, I flew out to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and bought a truck from a dealership out there that I'd looked for high and low. About 3 or 4 days prior to that, a bunch of the heavy rainstorms that we had experienced in Seattle had moved across and caused major flooding. There was a tornado. Basically, hell on earth, Mother Nature answered its call and said hello to Sioux Falls. So
wow.
I get there Saturday morning. It's a bright and sunny morning, perfect day. It hit the road at 9:30. Put the maps on, and I can't get on I-90 because I-90 is completely flooded. I mean, shut down, flooded out, can't see the road surface. So I have to drive about 30 miles west on secondary roads. I pass over two roads, everything's fine. Hit another road, completely flooded out, water just spilling across like crazy. Have to turn right and then go up a secondary road through farmland and then get back onto another main road, make it about another 5 miles. That's now flooded out. Now I have to turn right again, go up another secondary gravel farm road, and then make it up to, I basically stair-stepped my way for about 50 miles to get back up to I-90. When I got to I-90, I could see to the east of me where the road is. You can't see the road. It's just, it's a lake. It's just water. Luckily, to the west of me, it was clear. So after about 2 hours of, am I going to make it back to Seattle by Monday with all this flooding? How bad is it to the west of me? Knock on wood, everything was great and it was clear sailing. And in case you're wondering, this is your old pal Jason, who used to run production for you.
We love you, Jason.
Hi, Jason. Good to hear you. We still eat pretzels in your honor.
We do every day.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. Kyle in Sumner, have you ever had to deal with flooding, and are you dealing with it right now?
I am dealing with it right now. I just had to actually drive to work to break into my office to be able to save all my boss's stuff.
Ooh, so, okay, so how do you break into the office? You have, like, a hammer?
No. No hammer.
I don't know. I was excited about the
office. Windows?
It's not often that we can break into something and it's not frowned upon, so I was wondering what your go-to was.
I think I
just went and grabbed a key from the operations manager. I'm just
that's no fun.
So is the floodwater like taking over the building? What's happening there?
Yeah. So do you know where the Sumner Link Trail is?
Yes.
Right against the river. So our distribution center is right against it. It's the closest part to where it lies over by the bridges over there. Everybody's putting up sandbags. It's flooding across the trail right now. And once they start opening up the mud dam, a little later, it's just going to get worse.
Have you guys dealt with it at this level before?
We did, but unfortunately, the city filled in the retaining pond that was right next to our work, next to all of the warehouses for some reason, to reposition the trail. So they just filled in the retaining pond like a month ago.
Now, Kyle, if you have to break into the office again next time, can you get like a ski mask and some like black gloves and like make a whole thing out of it?
I definitely will.
And bring the hammer.
Someone just texted and said Everett Animal Shelters had to be evacuated. All their animals, they evacuated all of them due to the flooding. Aww. So they're asking for people to help foster an animal. So if you're able to, reach out to the Everett Animal Shelter. I'm sure other animal shelters are as well, if you can keep tabs on that, because we want to make sure that these animals have homes.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for all the work everybody's doing to support our communities. It's scary out there.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs, who is really hoping to get to 400 wins by the end of the year? We'll see about that,
you
Steve.
You should want it, too, because I said I'll buy you breakfast.
386 wins, 131 losses, and 105 ties in 2025. And maybe you caught the cheat sheet at 540 yesterday to get some of the correct answers. 206-803-ROCK is the number. We will play Beat Miggs at 750.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.